This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about virtual currencies. And, you know, the primary reason that we were talking about this is because of the news today from the New Hampshire legislature, where an exemption, a deregulation, wound up passing to exempt from money transmitter regulations businesses that are conducted solely in convertible virtual currency.
And that's big news for us. That means that businesses that are looking to figure out where they're going to headquarter their, you know, startups with all this venture capital money coming in will give a hard look at New Hampshire,
yes,
compared to a lot of other states that have gone the other direction and heavily regulated it.
Places like New York and Massachusetts,
yep,
that have wound up putting in a lot of onerous regulations.
You bet.
On now, what? On Bitcoin?
On, yeah, virtual currencies.
Yeah, period. I don't even ever remember hearing about Bitcoin. Well, I mean, I remembered hearing about it in Massachusetts only through Bruce Fenton, because he'd always,
right,
post about it. But I never remembered seeing anybody or really knowing anybody that actively
and
used it.
There's a reason. There's a reason that people drive from Albany and parts of Massachusetts to Keene, New Hampshire to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, we see them every day.
Because there aren't any of the Bitcoin vending machines or Bitcoin ATMs anywhere near them.
Oh, yeah. So they're not even, like, allowed in Massachusetts?
You could.
They are. There are a few in Boston, but the fees are a lot higher because they've got regulations
they
that
have
they have
to
jump through.
Yeah,
they
all
are,
these standards that the state
they have to
out.
Register as money transmitters. And,
right,
other things that have costly fees attached.
Not only that, but then, you know, if you're one of these businesses, then your relationship with your bank changes, and now I've got to register with the State Department, and now I've got to, maybe your insurance looks at the business you're doing differently.
Right.
Because you've had to do all these regulatory,
it's just
nuts.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you've got an article about six cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin,
yep,
that people should know about, and we'll get into this in just a moment. Back to the phones. We've got Adam calling in, mm-hmm, from Washington, D.C. If this is the Adam I,
yes,
think it is, how does it feel to not be incarcerated?
Oh, thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that, and that's really amazing news to hear about Bitcoin. If I may say, before we get into any of my petty drama, like, I sometimes wonder if everything we're doing in political activism is just going to be completely rendered irrelevant when Bitcoin becomes the dominant currency of the world, or some other cryptocurrency, that, like, all of what we're doing is, you know, raging against the machine that's about to be completely irrelevant. But anyway, so I was incarcerated for a week here, and as Heather pointed out, it was a strange kind of torture. So my sleep cycle and my bowel cycle are still lining up. It was a very disorienting experience to do a week in jail when not expecting to at all.
Yeah.
So Heather had mentioned when you first got arrested, apparently they kept you 25 hours with no food.
Yeah, and just two meals missed and the other two meals stretched apart, you know, going into central booking. It like, when I say a strange kind of torture, I do, you know, it is something that you don't appreciate until you've gone through it in a place like D.C. where they really are trying to shuffle a lot of young black men through the criminal injustice system. And the first night you're in holding, it's on a steel cot, no mattress. And if you're lucky, you get two bologna sandwiches and a little bit of high fructose corn syrup flavored, you know, dyed water in a plastic cup. And it, you know, I had a cellmate, and we had a toilet, like, you know, 6 inches from his head where he was sleeping on his bunk. Like, it's just, it's lights on 24 hours. And then they used to
feed that is
you.
A special kind of torture.
Yeah. Well, and then they used to feed you before going to court. This time they didn't feed us in the morning. They just took us out of central booking to upstairs in the next building to the U.S. Marshals area. And we're in, like, holding pens all day, and they didn't get to our batches until, our course in the arraignment schedule until the afternoon. We didn't get out of there until 6, and we didn't get processed at the jail and fed until about 10. And I hadn't eaten since 6 the day before.
Right.
And it's like they want to disorient you before putting you on the stand. And it's not that you're literally on the stand in arraignment court, but you got a public defender, and they got to shuffle bodies through. It's really sick. And when I got out, I had this great statement I was going to read, and I walked the line of, like, contempt of court. Just like, ma'am, I have a statement to read. And I refuse now to call them, Your Honor. I think the Quakers object on religious grounds, right? Like, it's giving someone a title that goes against God's desire for us to be an equal family of human beings, as opposed to putting people above each other in positions of authority. So I say sir or ma'am, and I feel much more comfortable with that. But I was like, I have a statement to read. I demand all the documents I'm entitled to with this case. And the marshals were literally dragging me out of there by the shirt, going, dude, your case is dismissed. You're allowed to go home. Shut up. And I'm like, screw that. No, I'm like, no. We're going to make them explain themselves here because this is some BS. And I know Heather's done a great job of representing this. And it's just, it's a bogus warrant. They just wanted to roll me up on a bogus warrant. And it's not like some grand conspiracy, but I gotta check my text messages right now, because there's a good friend of ours. I guess I'll just say his activism name for now. He goes by Morpheus. If you know him in the Phoenix area, he's a Bitcoin trader here, and his apartment just got raided by the FBI.
Oh no!
And just now?
Yeah, like just this evening. And I just want to say that it's, you know, really important that we stand up for each other as a community of activists when someone goes to jail. And it was so awesome to have Heather and Ford especially. And I always have my dad, who's like the one phone number I've got memorized, him and my mom. Who remembers phone numbers anymore, right? But no, I had his number. He made it super easy for all of his kids to be able to memorize his number. He's had the same one for decades. But to have that support, it's really important, and I think it's just really important that we spread the word when someone gets in jail for whatever the cause, if they're an activist. In my case, like with this, I don't think it was a grand conspiracy. I think there was a genuine mistake in the court system in Maryland where they're trying to extradite me to. Maybe there was someone who changed it from a non-extraditable warrant to an extraditable warrant in the system. Maybe there's one little thing. Maybe it's just extra scrutiny of activists. You know, when I got arrested, the Secret Service said they knew because they were watching my online presence. They were watching my YouTube channel and knew that I was going to be there. I hate to sound superstitious because I think it's about more than that, but I've been hearing from, a handful of people whose instincts I at least want to listen to, that we're coming to a time when activists are going to face a lot more intense crackdowns.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're coming to an actual phase of that. And a lot of people, and I love being able to talk about this at the Free Your Mind conference with the wonderful group we had there in Philly, which is why I'm on the East Coast. So, why I was in the East Coast, on the East Coast in the first place. I never come back here if I don't have a good reason. I love everybody on the East Coast. They're so polite. I love coming back. There's a great activism community here, and there was always a great community that backed me up when I had my legal troubles before, and I think there are a lot of people who are getting scared away from activism, and maybe we need to be more cautious about managing our own, you know, personal legal liabilities. But we really need to look carefully about, you know, how we can stick together as a community, how we can support each other. Because
certainly. Adam, thank you for the call.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. But let's talk about pillows. How would you like to try the best pillow that you'll ever use risk-free for 60 days?
I would really like that.
I'm talking about my pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year, and it is the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can actually take your MyPillow, throw it in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable.
Is it still fluffy like a pillow?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Do you use a MyPillow too, Craig?
I've had one for probably 3 years. My girlfriend longer than that. She got hers first. I finally tried it.
You had the girlfriend longer than the pillow, or the pillow longer than the girlfriend?
Girlfriend way longer than the pillow. But, yeah, she tried it. She loved it because she's always had problems sleeping. So I figured I'd try one out. And, yeah, I've loved it ever since.
Wow. And you, too, can try one out. Again, risk-free for 60 days. And if you go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, you can get a second pillow free of charge, or your first pillow. If you only want one, you can get it half price. You want a second one, get it free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. And you might be asking yourself a question, only now because I'm bringing it up. Yes, MyPillow does make pet pillows as well.
Really?
You can save 30% on the pet pillows. Jazzy the studio dog has a MyPillow.
Of course she does.
And she loves it.
Well, she's cooler than the other side of the pillow.
MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to Rick calling in from Minneapolis. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to talk about Bitcoin.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, great show to do that.
I'm a brand new user.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for being 12 and cussing. And I'm fairly certain that was the same guy that called in. He just used a different name.
Yeah,
that was definitely the same guy.
Yeah. So,
can't swear on the radio.
So that means the other guy was probably not even a real flat earther. He's just calling in to curse on the air.
Probably.
Dang it.
Yes.
You know, we have government regulations. We can't do that.
Thanks, government.
Yes. Thanks, Obama.
It's not entirely Free Talk Live, right? Because we get fined by government.
Isn't that so?
Well, it's actually not us that would wind up getting fined. It would be the 150-plus radio stations that carry Free Talk Live that could possibly get fined.
160-plus. We went up in numbers.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, 160-plus is still larger than 150-plus.
So, yes, you are accurate.
If you're listening live on the radio or on the internet, you should call your local radio stations and tell them to pick up Free Talk Live.
Heck yes.
So all your friends in your community can listen to us, too. And they can learn about Bitcoin, and then everyone can use Bitcoin, and we can all be Bitcoin users.
All together.
It can be fudging awesome.
I love
See?
It.
Improvise.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, speaking of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, we'll get into this article in just a moment about the six cryptocurrencies that you need to know about.
There's
that
six of
aren't
them?
There's hundreds
I'm
of them.
I'm still trying to figure out the Bitcoin stuff.
That there are
Just
hundreds.
Lay this on me.
Of virtual currencies. We'll get into the article, but first to Pat calling in from Lake Isabella, California. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I want to mention, good. Thank you very much. Venezuela today. And the fact that they took over the General Motors plant down there?
I have that in my show prep. We've just sort of been sidetracked on, we got sidetracked on continuing the cryptocurrency discussion. Headline from Reuters, General Motors says Venezuela illegally seized auto plant. And if you've been listening to Free Talk Live over the last, I would say, couple of years.
Wait, is this the same Venezuelan government that was rationing the bread and stuff like that?
Oh,
that same Venezuelan government, the same Venezuelan government that seized toys from a toy company claiming that they were price gouging because they were adjusting their prices based on inflation,
right.
That according to the IMF is going to hit 1,600%. and they have to guess because the Venezuelan central government stopped counting inflation last year when it was about 500%.
Yeah.
Well, very bad international, so that shows you how desperate they are, you know?
Really. So what's, like, the recourse for, like, people in countries like Venezuela when it gets to that point? Like,
I will
you
tell
know what
you.
I mean? What do you
I will
do?
Answer that. Revolution or
yeah,
move?
I don't know. I don't know.
Revolution or, you know, is it, like, outside help? I mean, is this one of those things, right? Like, what do you guys think? In a position like that, if you see a country like that, do you think if we're in a position where we could
well,
help
I have helped, and I'll explain how. Because I know that the Bolivar Fuerte is basically worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it has a high collector's value, so I went on to eBay.
Right.
And I bought a sizable amount of Bolivar Fuerte from someone
in Venezuela.
He did,
and he actually gave me some.
Yes.
And he's handing it out like Halloween candy.
Yeah, and I know that on the black market, the one Bolivar is worth like $1,700 or $2,000 U.S. dollar, because like, or vice versa.
Vice versa, yeah.
But you know, it's an astronomical number, and it's constantly fluctuating because of the hyperinflation. You can go to dolartoday.com to find out what the current exchange rate is. But I bought some Bolivar Fuerte at a huge markup from even what the official exchange rate is.
Right, which was still virtually nothing.
Just because I wanted to help someone in Venezuela, I wanted to have someone in Venezuela be able to get some money so that they can afford to eat.
Right, and that's what you do. When you buy bolivars, you are transferring a currency that still has value down there, say it's U.S. dollars, at least for now, and you're trading it for something that's basically worthless to them. That's good.
Don't you think buying it, though? Like, I mean, if the Venezuelan government's that bad, like, even just buy, like, how do they manage to...
So,
you know, exchange and business so like that without government interference. Like, how does you know, the money get to them?
Hold on. So, let's say there's a Brazilian business that makes diapers or toilet paper because they're running out of both in Venezuela.
True.
Aww.
Those companies don't want paid in Bolivar. They want paid in something that has value to them. And, well, most countries still accept the U.S. dollar as having value. Most humans around the world realize that the U.S. dollar has a value. So they will accept that when the local currency is worthless. So you've got people actually smuggling products out of Venezuela because they can get more money in a neighboring country because of all the price controls that exist there in Venezuela.
Right.
So when I ordered this, it came wrapped up as if I were buying illegal drugs from the Silk Road.
Right.
It was absolutely amazing unwrapping like five layers of saran wrap on this thing. Patrick, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, we've been teasing this for a while, and, well, no, we're not delaying it any further. I just wanted to see if I could get you going there.
That's all right.
You're finally going to tell us about six of the cryptocurrencies not named Bitcoin that we should probably know about.
Yeah.
And you'll give us a reason why we should know about these?
Well,
according to Entrepreneur Magazine.
Yeah. Our writer for Entrepreneur will give you his reasons, and I think it's important to bring these names up so we can have a little discussion about them. But Bitcoin's been around for several years. It's certainly the biggest cryptocurrency. It gets lots of press.
Yes.
And we've been talking about that all night. But the first one he brings up is Ethereum. Ethereum, and he goes on to say, rather than competing with Bitcoin like many other cryptocurrencies, Ethereum complements it. While the Bitcoin blockchain network tracks ownership of its own currency, the Ethereum blockchain runs programming codes for its users' applications. So let's talk a little bit about blockchain, because that phrase is going to come up a lot. Blockchain is really the fundamental technology behind all these cryptocurrencies, and the best way that I've heard it described is it is a ledger.
Yep.
It's
a public ledger.
That's the way
it is. Distributed and decentralized.
Right. So everybody involved in Ethereum can hold their own copy of this distributed ledger that everybody can see and everybody can read, so they can all verify that.
And what the
where can you go
for,
to see this ledger?
If you download the full Bitcoin wallet or the full Ethereum wallet.
Well,
Ethereum
would need to
wallet,
be not the wallet, the node. You need to either download a node, or there are also blockchain viewers online.
What's the difference?
Well, a blockchain viewer is a website, so blockchain.info.
Right.
Is that like the stock market, but for Bitcoin?
No.
It's a way to actually look at the ledger, look at individual wallets.
So seeing which transactions are being made.
Yep.
Right.
You can see it all in real time.
Blockchain.info is probably the one that's been around for the longest. So you can go there and pull up any wallet ID that you know, and it will show you any transactions that have ever occurred for that wallet.
Ever. Yep.
And
you have to know which wallet you're talking about first, though, right?
Sure.
So
and
if you are like specifically inquiring about a particular wallet.
Or you could also just pull up, I want to see what happened in the last block that wound up being mined.
Right.
And then just click on any of those addresses, and you can see every transaction that has ever happened for those addresses. Now, the thing is, you don't know necessarily who any of those addresses belong to.
But
you don't know why somebody sent 3.7519742 Bitcoin somewhere.
Right. Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So let's say you and I did a Bitcoin transaction, Daryl, right? And I have two codes, right? Like, or that generates one code or two codes? Like, one for me, one for you? Well, or is it the same one, but we share that one individual code?
The transaction itself would be written onto the blockchain.
On the ledger,
there would be
what would the ledger show if you and me made a transaction?
It would show an amount of Bitcoin coming from one or more wallets going to one or more wallets.
Okay, and your wallet has an individual number, and my wallet has an individual number.
Yes,
but
correct.
Those numbers never change, right? So if I knew
they
your
can.
Wallet
well,
number...
Hold on. No,
they,
the numbers don't change, but I could have my wallet change and
right.
give me
so
a new number.
My wallet, I have several wallets on my phone.
Okay.
And what the Bitcoin wallet software that I use, I can reuse the same Bitcoin wallet, or I can have it generate a new wallet for every transaction.
Which is what I do.
So you may not necessarily know.
So you can set it up to generate a new wallet. So that's what I'm saying. My
right.
question,
so
what I'm getting
at. You might not necessarily know that a transaction came from Daryl unless you were physically there knowing that I sent the transaction.
Okay,
and as complex as all this is, that is why all of these cryptocurrencies, they talk a little bit about privacy.
Right.
And while if you're dedicated, and Heather seems very dedicated right now
to trace this
transaction between Daryl and Heather, it becomes very complicated. It doesn't mean that it's impossible because you absolutely can trace a transaction Bitcoin from point A to point B. But it gets really difficult,
okay.
So it gives you a little bit of protection.
Let me ask you another question.
Sure.
I'm having fun here. All right, so my little Bitcoin wallet on my phone, the app I downloaded where I got that $10, right?
Yep.
If I just use that one wallet, I never, you know, have very much Bitcoin, so I always keep like a little amount in there.
Mm-hmm.
If I never change my wallet, does anybody I do business with, they have my wallet number so they can go on that little ledger thing and look at everything that I've done?
I could see your balance, and yes, I could see all your transactions.
Okay.
It's public.
So what is the recourse then? Like, how do you, I mean, I don't really care if anybody knows I buy sweet potato fries from local
nobody
burger,
knows
you know what I mean?
What you're, nobody
so,
knows what you're buying. They don't know
right.
who the money is
going
to.
But they could
to.
If local burger never changes their wallet,
but,
right? Then everyone,
on,
you can have
on,
these like,
but,
it's kind of like the card counters at casinos, right? You're going to have these Bitcoin like wallet readers.
The burger
like
place. The burger place that you mentioned, they use a payment processor for accepting payments, so they do have a new
wallet
every
transaction. Oh, so people like in businesses and stuff, does
sure.
it always do that?
Yeah.
And
yes.
it generates a new one?
Yes, yeah. so nobody's
yours?
Going sure. to necessarily know when I go spend money at Chris's you store. Can. Nobody's going to necessarily know when I go buy something at Local Burger, unless they know, oh, Daryl goes to
right.
this burger place on Sundays. This must have been a transaction, but they don't know if I got chicken strips
right.
or a hamburger.
Now, me, from a business owner's point of view, all I have to do is wait for a notification from the blockchain that when Daryl comes in and buys his honey every couple of weeks, you know, in a literally in 10 or 15, less than that, like 3 seconds, I will see the transaction hit the blockchain, and I know that I can say, okay, Daryl, here's your honey. Off you go.
So
thank you very much.
Let's shift away from the blockchain to the Skype, where we've got Liberty Phoenix calling in from Chicagoland. Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. My call is in regards to the Bitcoin fork. I understand that it's created. You've got the Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Unlimited, which, just as a little side note, kind of sound like, you know, buzzword tagline advertising things to me. Just kind of doesn't really make any real sense why they would call it those different things. But I understand that it's supposed to make transaction times, you know, less than the ridiculousness that it's been, and transaction fees lower than, like, you know, what they've needed to be, like, almost $5 for some people.
Depends on the transaction.
Depends on the transaction, and the way the fees are determined are based on kilobytes of data. And I believe you were on hold when I was mentioning the thing to where money will come from one or more wallets to one or more wallets. It's akin to if you go to the store and let's say, you know, the cashier says your total is $12. If you hand over 12 singles, then that's more data being transmitted than if you hand over a $10 bill and a $2 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they calculate the transaction is based on little pieces of data. So if you've got money coming from a bunch of different wallets, that takes more data to wind up making the one transaction, which is why some transactions wind up costing 40, 50, 65 cents or more. And as you mentioned, could be up to $5 for a really huge transaction if it's coming from a bunch of different sources.
Yeah.
But as far as the technical on hard fork, soft fork, that's above my pay scale and my understanding level. But I would suggest check out the forums at forum.bitcoin.com. They're supporters of the Bitcoin Unlimited. They could give you more information on that. Liberty Phoenix, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is going out to the ball games, sponsoring the New Hampshire Fisher Cats on June 10th. You can join the LPNH in the new pavilion with access to a private portion of the bar and an all-you-can-eat buffet. Now, this is targeted to people that are either in or planning to travel to the Northeast. Tickets are $40 and do need to be purchased by May 9th. Get your tickets at lpnh.org/FTL. Come have a great evening out with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. LPNH will have a group outing to see the Fisher Cats play the current Eastern League champion Akron Rubber Ducks on Saturday, June 10th, 7:05 p.m. with fireworks following the game. And bring your lightsaber because it's Star Wars night.
Nice.
The group includes seating, again, in the new pavilion with access to a private portion of the bar and an all-you-can-eat buffet. Tickets, again, $40. Need to be purchased by May 9th. Get your tickets at lpnh.org/FTL. Let's go to the phones, and we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yes. It's been predicted that 30,000 million hybrid electric cars are expected to be sold next year. Just in 1 year, this is what they're predicting.
I need to do the math for you on that. So 30,000 million would be 30 billion cars.
No, it's 30,000 million?
Yep.
30,000 million.
Yep, 30,000 million would be 30 billion cars.
Which means that every man, woman, and child on the planet would buy four hybrid cars
a little
each?
Less. Yeah, I think
there's 7 billion people.
Is it 7? Yeah. So four and a little money left over.
Oh, man. I can't wait for my new hybrid car. Somebody's going to be buying me one.
You get four of them, though.
I get four.
Sarah, where did you get this information?
You know what? I think this was like 6 o'clock in the morning at NPR News.
Okay, so 6 o'clock in the morning on NPR News. And today is 4:20.
Sounds like hashtag fake news.
So I think somebody may have been puffing on some of the green smoky smoke.
I don't think so. I think it was probably early and just
might
have heard that wrong.
Tonight.
There could have been 30 million. I doubt.
Yeah.
Worldwide, maybe that's a real number.
Could have been 30,000.
I don't know.
Either
could
way. Could have been a particular company expected to sell 30,000.
Well, the point is I suspect for all the wrong reasons, a lot of hybrid cars are going to be sold.
Yes. Right, because you get all kinds of tax credits.
Yes, and that's my big issue with that and electronic cars, electric cars, and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
If these things were feasible at this point in their evolution, then we would not need government to take money from some people to give to other people so they buy cars that they like.
I've got the solution. We make all of the electric cars run on the blockchain, and then
yes,
it's suddenly okay, right? Because blockchains?
If you just say blockchains,
actually,
then it makes it all good.
I don't have a grasp of the blockchain technology enough to know if you guys are being like facetious.
I'm being
facetious.
Totally facetious.
Eventually, if I pick your guys' brains for another couple of weeks, I might.
There are some libertarians.
I'm going to sell Bitcoin, the idea of Bitcoin to people.
And I'll get into this when we talk a little bit more about Ethereum, but there are some people that think, well, if we take this horrible idea and put it on the blockchain, suddenly it's not a horrible idea.
Exactly.
Because there's a blockchain.
Yeah.
One of those things, Ethereum being one of the largest proponents, is so-called smart contracts, which are actually kind of dumb contracts because it takes any sort of thought out of the contract.
Well,
and let me explain why I say that.
Okay, I was going to explain a little bit about what sort of Ethereum does for those who don't know.
Okay.
The idea behind Ethereum is that if you have a contract, if both sides agree to the terms of the contract, and if it's written into the code of the Ethereum blockchain, then when condition A and condition B are met, then that transaction is just going to take place.
Or if condition A is not met, then condition B goes into effect.
Right. So you can write all these sort of complex logic questions into it.
Can you give an example?
Yes. Here's an example. I borrow one Ethereum from Chris, and I will pay you back in exactly 6 weeks.
Right.
So that would be June 1st, roughly.
Whatever.
At 9:53 p.m.
Yep.
If on June 1st at 9:40 I say, hey, Chris, I'm running late. I'm not going to be near my computer for another half hour. Can I pay you when I get onto my computer? Chris says, yeah, that's fine. Well, unfortunately, I'm not on my computer to go in and authorize a change to the smart contract, so therefore, whatever condition was supposed to be triggered if I failed to meet the deadline gets triggered. So it totally eliminates common sense and human thought.
That is the argument, one of many arguments against the use of smart contracts, but I think you would admit that there are cases where this can work for some things. Now, we tend to focus on the most, what may be the most unlikely, but Ethereum also suffered a major hit when somebody found a problem not with the code of Ethereum, but with the way a smart contract was written.
Yes.
They took advantage of it, and they pretty much emptied everything that was in Ethereum out of it.
There was a story from a few years ago to where some guy had set up some kind of thing akin to a smart contract. It was basically like a kill switch to where if I don't check into this particular account in X number of days, then it automatically winds up believing I'm dead and then triggers all of these things. the guy forgot to log in.
Nice.
And so then, you know, like his bank was notified.
His obituary went out. Nice.
Yeah, like a bunch of stuff happened. And then the guy had to.
Stuff has really gone like over my head. Like, we've been talking about it the bulk of the show. So I've been struggling really hard to get on you guys' level.
I know. Well, let's drop smart contracts. Let's talk about the next one they bring up, which is called Ripple. While other cryptocurrencies...
Next one they mention is Litecoin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just skipped one.
Which is basically like Bitcoin, but a lot faster. And, well, the code, as implied by the name, is lighter.
Faster? Bitcoin doesn't run, Daryl?
It is. It's just because it's it is the most popular than transactions.
But how is it faster?
The transactions on, or rather the block reward, which is what is being mined... In Bitcoin, the mining happens about every 10 minutes.
So if you don't mine, though, then that's an irrelevant perk.
No. No, because your transaction has to be attached to a block that gets mined.
We're getting way into the weeds for your average listener.
Right.
But with Litecoin, no, it's not.
The blocks come every 2.5 minutes, so it's four times as fast as far as confirmations and the mining.
But in practicality, while Bitcoin's price is somewhere around, $1,200 somewhere in that neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
I think the price of a Litecoin is around 10 or 20?
Probably.
Yeah.
10 or 20
so it is.
Dollars?
If you think of Bitcoin as kind of the gold, then you can think of Litecoin as kind of the silver. It's often described that way, and it is very useful. The next one they bring up is called Ripple. While other cryptocurrencies avoid banks, Ripple embraces them. In fact, Ripple was made for banks as it allows them to make faster, low-cost, on-demand global payments of any size. Traditional cross-border transactions requiring banks to go through an intermediary, or often several, which delays completion. Ripple offers a faster and more direct alternative. So Ripple is one of those cryptocurrencies that banks are looking at and they're considering instead of sort of developing their own. That Ripple hopes to be sort of the common communications link between banks.
But Ripple also, as I understand it, and maybe they've changed this, they sort of discouraged spending because you actually had to burn a certain amount of Ripple that would then just cease to exist. So that after a certain amount of time when, you know, a certain number of transactions had been made, Ripple was not usable because there was no more Ripple. The others here, and I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter, Dash, Zcash, and Monero, all very exciting, privacy-oriented to some degree virtual currencies. That's it for tonight, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.